Hey guys, we're talking with Anna Jordan, who went from side hustle to full-time enterprise. This, for me, is the definition of hustle. Check it out. We have Anna Jordan here.
Hi guys.
So, totally inspired by your hustle. You came to a fireside chat here upstairs at Creative Cubes, and we met post event, and I got to learn a little bit about your story.
Yeah.
And I just, what I'm trying to achieve here at Creative Cubes is I'm looking for people to join the community that are real hunters, right? You've got this hunter and farmer mentality. When I spent 8 years in the US, on Christmas Day, not that I'm asking you guys to sacrifice Christmas, but on Christmas Day or New Year's Day, I would go into the co-working space in Santa Monica and it was full, packed house. And all these guys had their headphones on, coding away, hustling. Come back to Australia and the sort of tempo is almost like armchair recliner, farmer mentality, like, oh yeah, she'll be right, it'll happen if it's meant to happen, except you. And so I was really captivated by what you're doing, definition of hustle right here, and I wanted to share that. So you've just resigned?
Yeah, so I've just resigned from my full-time job.
Okay.
That was a big leap.
Oh yeah.
It was, it's kind of you're in this mind frame where you don't know when is the right time.
Sure.
I went to the work on Friday and I wasn't planning on resigning. Went out for my morning coffee and was like,
screw it.
Yeah. Today's the day.
So that in itself is like seriously gutsy to do. Do you feel like you're at the point or are you throwing yourself off the cliff hoping that the parachute opens?
Well, for the past 8 months, I've been working to get to the point where I am today.
Okay.
I have thrown myself off a cliff.
Okay. I love that. And I think that an entrepreneur, I think someone that's got the guts to do that, they're hoping the parachute opens.
Yep.
As an entrepreneur, they're hoping to actually build an aircraft and take off.
Absolutely.
Just before you hit the ground. So what blew my mind is you're very much part of, or your vision is very much part of the shared economy.
Absolutely.
So you're working with Airbnb hosts.
Yep.
To go ahead.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, a friend came back from the US and he was saying how he had stayed at Airbnbs all over the US.
Yep.
I absolutely loved his story and the experiences that he was sharing with me. And after working in the hotel industry for 10 years, I thought this is something I could absolutely nail and love because I work in guest relations.
Yep.
So a week later, I became an Airbnb host.
Yep.
There was an apartment for rent in my building.
Yep.
Signed the lease, put it up, and made 85 grand in my first year. First 11 months, actually.
That's awesome.
So from there, people started hearing about the Airbnbs that I was running. I grew from 1 to 6 within a year. And
so you're leasing and then releasing?
Yeah.
So you're taking a master lease?
Yeah.
And then hustling it on Airbnb?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So there's never been a day or a month where we haven't been able to cover the rent. But I mean, it's been an incredible learning experience because Airbnb has so many algorithms and ways to optimize your property to make sure that you.
So you're growth hacking the Airbnb side?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. So from there, I had a lot of people contacting me saying, "Can you help me? I've got a property sitting in the Mornington Peninsula or rural Victoria or Italy," and. So I started helping people because I love helping people. That's my purpose.
Yeah.
So I was helping all these people and I thought, well, I could start a consulting business and make money out of this.
Of course.
So I started a consulting business and started consulting to people all over Australia. I now manage properties along the Mornington Peninsula out of the consulting business, as well as with properties again in rural Victoria. And winding back to April this year, that's when the essentials happen.
So. Right, so the story that I know is, I never knew any of that, by the way.
Right.
So again, give me goosebumps just thinking about it. I love the hunger It's super addictive and super inspiring, and I hope that people are watching. But the essentials. So I actually listened to a podcast. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Reid Hoffman, with the founder of Airbnb, saying, "Hey, we want to create like almost an 11-star experience, and then dial it back from there."
Yep.
And so essentials to tell.
Yeah, so I actually listened to that podcast after you told me about it. And Brian Chesky was saying how you can provide an 11-star experience, and he gave examples of how to get there, which was really interesting. Yeah. But I love creating guest experiences. So the essentials started when my husband came home from a work event in Sydney, unloaded his suitcase and out bought all of the little bathroom essentials.
My wife actually, she's going to hear me saying this, and she's looking at me here. My wife steals the soaps from the hotels.
I think everyone does.
We were just at, we were at Qualia. It was our 10-year wedding anniversary, and it had, she had the soap that they had there was like incredible. It smelled amazing. So she kept like storing them over the 5 days.
Yeah.
Having
worked in hotels, I know how much people love
those. It's amazing.
Essentials. So yeah, these essentials poured out of his suitcase, and I just thought, holy shit, how cool would it be if we could come up with our own product line to supply Airbnb hosts who can then supply it to their guests? So it's enhancing the experience of every Airbnb guest.
So ultimately, you're creating, with your essentials pack, you're creating a hotel experience within a subletted or subrented apartment. What's the interest been like?
Crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we've done a lot of research to get to our first sample product.
Yep.
So we went out to Airbnb hosts, we went out to Airbnb guests at Airbnb management companies in Australia, Paris and London, and we got feedback on the original design that we got done by a lady in the US.
Yep.
And from all that feedback that we got, we then went to version 2.
Yep.
And then from version 2, we actually got in contact with manufacturers and got samples made.
Yep.
And once we had the samples, we then went back out again. So I went back out to Airbnb hosts, management companies, and guests and said, because the guest experience is different to the host experience.
Sure.
The guests are the ones that are going to enjoy them.
Totally.
So they're very important.
Yeah. So you need to test with.
Yeah. So from all of the feedback we got once we had the samples, we then went to version 3, which is our final version.
Yeah.
And they'll be ready in 2 weeks.
Great. So you're launching in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How many people are you going out to in 2 weeks' time?
We've got 500.
Wow.
Who have requested a sample pack.
Wow. And so talk to me about the the terms. So 500 is a database for sample packs.
Yep.
Are they sort of like once a week doing an Airbnb? Are they doing it once a month? Sort of like what's their scale of turns for you as a product company?
Sure. So they are different. So some people have their house on there full time.
Yep.
Some people have multiple properties.
Yep.
It's really quite diverse.
So you think that, you know, what are you projecting in terms of like true turns in, on a customer base of 500, is that worth 2,000 units a month? 1,000 units a month?
Yeah, it's close to 2,000. Yeah. And then we've just signed a contract with an Airbnb management company. I won't name who, but they've got 1,000 apartments.
That's distribution, guys. That's serious distribution. And by the way, this was a side hustle until...
Yeah, well, until... I'm still working full-time, so 2 weeks and I'll be done.
So, so much power to you. It's unreal. And so without the sound of sounding like a Demtel ad.
Yeah.
That's not it, is it? There's more.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always wanted to work on the essentials full time.
Yep.
But you know, like a lot of people, you get scared to leave your corporate job that has steady income.
Yep.
So I thought, you know, what is something that I could, what's a business I could run aside from this business?
Sure.
That could generate.
So a side hustle, side hustle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Side hustle, side hustle. So I was sitting at home, a couple of wines into my Friday evening, and thinking away, how can I leave my corporate job, still have passive income? So I came up with the idea of a luggage storage service for Airbnb guests.
Yeah.
Because the two biggest questions that I get as an Airbnb host is, can I check in early because they've arrived at the red eye flight and they want to get in?
Yeah.
Or can I have a late checkout?
Sure.
And it's all to do with bags. People don't like carting their bags around the city. So I created a website on GoDaddy in a couple of hours on a Friday night, and it was pretty basic, still is, but then contacted a friend who works in digital marketing and said, look, I've got this website, I've got this idea, how can I get people traffic to the website?
Yep.
So we chucked a bit of money towards SEM and made that live on the Monday, and it went berserk.
Yeah.
So in the first week, I made about just over $500 cash. And within week three, I was making $1,000 a week.
Side hustle, side hustle.
Yes.
Some people say, like, some people look at me and go, man, like, you know, like, it's amazing what you've been able to achieve. And I turn around and say, we both have the same 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's about maximizing your time and not being in the armchair or being too lazy. So that's a storage bag. Like, where are you storing these? Like, how are you processing this?
So I'm running the whole thing from my apartment on Flinders Lane. So I created bag tags. Again, working in the hotel industry, I know what a bag tag looks like.
Yeah.
So got on Canva, just made my own little bag tags. Got them printed, and the guests booked through my website. They arrived down the bottom of my apartment.
Yeah.
I bag tag their bags up, ask them what time they're coming back, meet them down the bottom of my apartment at the time they say they're going to pick their bags up. But I now have another phone, the bag drop phone, for all inquiries, all phone calls, so I know who's calling me. If this phone rings, I know someone's wanting to drop off a bag or pick up a bag. So that's the bag drop. It's there was one moment after Derby Day. It was Sunday morning, and everyone was hungover, couldn't be bothered with their bags. And I was away at a wedding, so I asked my brother's girlfriend to step in and run the bag drop. Anyway,
tell me you subcontracted her.
Yeah, I said you can take 100% of the profits. I just want the data.
Yeah,
I just want to know how many bags we're going to get day after Derby Day for next year. So anyway, she rang me and she said, "Holy shit, there are a sea of humans on the Flinders Lane outside of your apartment. I don't know what to do." I said, just tag that shit right up.
Yeah.
Get the bags in there, put them in the lobby area, and just get everyone's bags in. Anyway, she did it.
Yeah.
But the thing got an email from the business next door saying, you need to change your address.
Wow.
Because people are coming into our store trying to drop their bags off.
Oh my lord.
So there were just people everywhere after Derby Day. But she nailed it.
That's incredible.
$550 on Sunday after Derby Day.
So just to put that in context, you say you're making about $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
You did half of that in one day. That
in about 5 hours.
Oh my god. Power to you. Power to you. Guys, it's not simple, but it really is that simple. If you have an idea, it's all about the execution. Anna's confessed today that her website wasn't that great, but it got the job done and is continuing to deliver her a residual income while she focuses on her essential business. This is the definition of hustle. I don't know, I'm not sure you can see the hustle sign in the background there. That's what we want to achieve here at Creative Cubes. We want people to just be at it relentlessly. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I've been talking about Anna coming on the vlog since we met. I don't know, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks,
amazing. Guys, I will link Anna's website if you need some essentials for your Airbnb. B, if you need a bag business or bag support for your guests from Airbnb, Anna's available. So I'll link all of that in the description below. And I'd love to check in with you in say 3 or 4 months time or 6 months time with an update.
Absolutely.
It's likely that we'll hear about it in the news anyway, but I want the privilege of showing this audience here what it's all about.
Thank you.